The Gemara in Tesamun Beis discusses two similar cases, that of a Kohen Gadol who is retired, he's a Kohen Sha'avar, the Lashon of the Gemara is, and then a similar case of a Kohen of Irabo Psol. In both cases, we want to know, what is the status of that Kohen? What's the status of a Kohen that's Sha'avar, that's no longer working? And what's the status of the Kohen where there was a Psol, and then he comes back to work as the Kohen Gadol? And in both cases, we saw that there's an opinion that says that a Kohen that's both in the active service and the Kohen Sha'avar has a similar status. And in the case where there's a Psul, so the Kohen Gadol that's been replaced by another Kohen, so when he is no longer Psul, he's allowed to go and turn back to being a Kohen Gadol. But there's a machlokas regarding this Kohen that was the substitute that stepped in as a pinch hitter. According to the opinion of Rav Meir, that second Kohen, the substitute Kohen, can't go back to being a Kohen in Hedyot per se. He retains the status of a Kohen Gadol, and of course the first Kohen, the original one, goes back to being a Kohen Gadol full-fledged. But according to Rav Yossi says that even though the initial Kohen goes back to working as a Kohen Gadol, the second Kohen returns neither as a Kohen Gadol nor as a Kohen Hedyot. He's sort of stuck in limbo. He can't be either. And Rav Yossi explains from a brisa with Rav Yosef ben Ulam from Tzipori, the reason that he can't be either is for the following. He can't retain the status of a Kohen Gadol because of Eva, and he cannot be a Kohen Hedyot because of Malin v'Kodesh Bein Moridin. And being a Kohen Hedyot, once you've already had the garments of the Kohen Gadol, is considered Malin v'Kodesh Bein Moridin. But what we see from here, interestingly enough, and Tosus is going to point this out, is that regarding both cases, the cases of the retired Kohen and the Kohen that became Pasul, so really, the Kohen technically retains the status as a Kohen Gadol, but for the reason of Eva, as a Durabanan, they wanted to avoid that, so therefore, he does not actually work as a Kohen Gadol, but it seems like he still has that status. But Tosos asks the following question. Tosos dir masal v'lo Kohen Hedyot mishum ma'alim b'kodesh. Tosos asks, Kasha, lama lehai taima. Why do we need the second reason of Malim Kosh in Moridin? The reason of Eva should have been enough. So Tepuk lay the cave and the Raya, the Kohen Gadol, Elab Mishum Eva. So we could learn out that since the Kohen is really Raya to work as a Kohen Gadol, if not for the fact that there was Eva involved, Imkane, Eno Yachol Shamish Barba Begadim, Mishum Dehava lay Mechusar Begadim. Right? And if not for the fact, meaning he can't work as a Kohen Hedyot, because there he'd be Mechoser Begadim, he'd be missing four garments, and once you've served as the Kohen Gadol with eight garments, you can't serve as the Kohen Hedyot with four garments. So we see that he's definitely disqualified from being a Kohen Hedyot. Really, he should be a Kohen Gadol, but because of Eva, he's not. But why do we need the second reason of Malam Kosher to read into Tosos answers? Yishlom Rade Mishum Haytaima Lohayin Makvidin Kevan Alpi Beistin Hu. Elav Taima Demalin. The reason we need Malam Kosher in Rinin is because the first reason of Eva, that's just the Durabanan, and we wouldn't be so makpid on that. Okay, so it's Eva, but let him return to be working as a Kohen Gadol. That's just Alpi Beistin. But therefore, we have the second reason of Malam Kosher in Rinin to give even more of a reason why else he can't return to serving in the Beis HaMikdash in any sort of capacity, both as a Kohen Gadol or as a Kohen Hedyot.